Most of you have been on this journey for a few days. A few people are going to have to struggle a bit because you've come for the first time. No concessions, I'm afraid. So we're looking at the Yogacara through Vasubandhu's perspective as set out in the 30 verses. And we've seen the basic Yogacara position, which is that there isn't anything but experience. And as I pointed out at the beginning, it's not so much a philosophical theory as an attempt to communicate a particular experience and way of seeing things. And even though it's cast in words and even in philosophical terms, all the time it's trying to reach to a different way of experiencing things, a way of experiencing things which does not rest upon an implication of an I that possesses experience and an object outside experience that experience refers to. But yes, all the time what's being got at is a particular mode of mindfulness. By saying those words, by reflecting upon those words, one is trying to arrive at a different way of relating to experience. A way of relating to experience that is true to experience, rather than that a way that falsifies it by reading something into it which isn't there. So what we've seen is that Vasubandhu's trying to answer the question, how is it that we come to have the delusory idea that there is a grasper and a grasped, which we saw were the technical terms for that illusory I and external objective world. And indeed, how do we get out of it? So he argues that, Yogacara generally argues, following Buddhist tradition, but in its own particular way, that, first of all, our minds are formed by what's happened in the past. Both the influence coming from our ethical activity, that is the activity that is motivated by greed, hatred, and delusion, or greed and hatred, rather, and their opposites, love and generosity. Our minds are also formed by our habit in the past of reading into our experience what isn't really there, the twofold grasping, the influence coming from the twofold grasping. You remember these are called the twofold, this is the twofold perfuming. There's the perfuming of our actions of body, speech and mind, skillful or unskillful, and there's the perfuming of our cognitions, of our interpretations of our experience. And that influence coming from the past establishes the alaya vijnana, the storehouse consciousness, which is the underlying substructure, the foundation of our present awareness. And we've seen this is not just a theoretical concept, although to some extent it is a concept which communicates the action of karma. But it also is something we can have some sort of dim intuition of. We can sense that our consciousness emerges out of a deep, vague unconscious that lies beneath it. So all our experience, both the inner dimension of that experience and the outer dimension, emerges from, according to Yogacara, the alaya vijnana. So the alaya vijnana is both the product of our past action, it's also the container of the momentum from our past action, and it is the seeds of our future experience, our present experience. So within the alaya, or making up the alaya, are all the seeds, the bijas, that contain the potential for experience. both the seeds planted by our past activity and the seeds that represent all the potentiality of human experience. So that's the Alaya Vijnana. Everything that's happening now, both the inner dimension of experience, the outer dimension of experience, emerge, according to Yogacara, from the Alaya. And we've got this sort of vague impression of some depths out of which it all comes.